Sixth Perek of Tanai, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is discussing a situation when a Jew is working for somebody else and they made a certain agreement between the two of them. Does the worker have to take over Shumas HaMaisis before he gives the produce over to the owner of the field? In other words, we're talking about a Jewish worker in a field of another person. Does the worker have to take over Shumas HaMaisis before he gives the produce to the owner? Makabel is something called generally in halacha arisis, which is a sharecropper, which takes a percentage for himself and gives another percentage to the Baal HaBayis. In such a case, the halacha is the worker takes his percentage and he leaves everything for the Baal HaBayis. He doesn't have to take off Tumas and Maestras, even if the field belongs to a goy. He just takes what is his and everything else he leaves for the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis will take care of the Tumas and Maestras. A chaykes sodom Yisrael. A chaykes is a different agreement, which the sharecropper or the worker in the field would take for himself from the produce and give a certain amount to the Baal HaBayis. But it wasn't a percentage. It wasn't a percentage of produce. It was a fixed amount that was set up in advance. So let's say this was fixed amount was 100 bushels. So before he gives 100 bushels over to the Baal HaBayis, tell him the nice and low that this worker has to take off trumas before he gives it to the Baal HaBayis. Because over here, in the case of the Chakiris, the Chayker would gather together all the produce first, and then he would distribute it. Since he gathered it together, he's required to take up Truma before he gives it out. Whereas the case of the sharecropper, he wouldn't gather together, he just gathered his chaylik and the rest he would leave for the Baal HaBayis. So, by the Chayker, once again, the Chayker had to take up Truma before giving it over. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mosai, Bizman, Shinosim, Lomi, Eise, Estodim, Eise, Amin. When this guy, who is a Chayker, he pays the Baal HaBayis from the produce of this field and from the same produce he worked on. If he's giving the Baal HaBayis his specified amount, not from this field, from another field, another type of produce, then the Choyker has to take off all the Trumas and Maishas before he gives it over to the Baal HaBayis.